Kimuyam. So if it is one person, even Bimuyam, so it's nicht mitlach as bad. Why? Lim Halikea Achecho, in Achloch Mokum is a man, and if on Tuesday he bothers the boys, so he should push everybody to the boys. Kehirche, the Neizle, Kule was as boys, and Moresesh Lokachi is Bachay. The Nihale Limesaf Kidinae, the Lace Lebosas. So the more the Hino Marafeshes, Kigain Shalokachi is Bachay. Ihocher Lace Kule believe the Midis. So then the question is, Monifiach. So everything was concentrated on the idiots, so even the Xvasisho and the Balchev should be gave from the idiots. Why did it say, Kom Nichon Sarsabai? Shlokahir Bachin and Nichon Mesig in Irish ladies, Likve Medias, Glima Medias, Shinisha or Paschere, Beis Alekuches. So on Sunday and Monday, the idiots became a Sodeb Necheri. So Mele, he should be forced to pay everybody from the idiots. So the Gemara says here, Mishim Domalu, Isha Siskisu, Isha Klisu, Isha Klisu. The reason is why, in the case of Lokachidis Bachayim, where, let's say, the idiots were sold on Tuesday, so he cannot tell. So then, the exposition of Balchev cannot be gave. The exposition of Balchev cannot be gave from the idiots because Shimon, the Likeach, can say to them, Ishas kisu vishaklisu kdinayche shaklisu. Viloi madan ishtore de ziboyes limore vishaklisu kulchem miziboyes. Very complicated soup. In other words, let's see the Rashi. Viloi madane lishtore de zibuyes limore, keiche di tetra le migvimene, de nifoyim mechosim shibodim gimokim pshiyeid necher. He threatens them. What does that mean? His mother says, if you do what I tell you the Nizek should take idiots, the Balchei should take dinners, the Kedisha should take zibuyes. If you want to listen to me, fine. If you don't want to listen, then there is something I can do for you. What can he do? He can return the shtar zibuyes limor. In other words, he bought 3 days, idiots being missing zibuyes, and the idiots he bought on the last day, on Tuesday. So, if you don't do what I tell you, each one kidine, then I'll return the shtar zibuyes limor. That means that the zibuyes, the sod zibuyes, will be returned back to all day. And then you'll have to take the boys. So whom does he threaten that way? Whom does he threaten that way? After all, the kashi was leise kule v'ligve midis. So what? That's the question. So as far as the nizikin are concerned, the price says he's given from the nizik is given from the. But the price says the Balchev is given from Beinus, and the Xvasisha is given from Zipoyes. So the Gemara said, no, let them both be given from Midis. So the Gemara says, no, they cannot be given from Midis. Why? Because he can tell them, if you insist upon Midis, then I'll do something to you. I'll return the Zipoyes to Uve. And then you'll have to take from the boys. So insofar as the Xuas issue is concerned, what kind of a threat is it? He tells her, listen, you better behave and take the boys. If you don't, then I'll return the star of the Sodi Zibuyas to Ruvain and you'll have to take from the boys. So let's tell him, Khisahada, don't threaten me. When you do that, all right. First of all, I don't know whether the Ruvain will be willing to buy it back. After all, so the Rosh pointed out ken the Loshna Gemara is Madranish Torah de Ziburis Limor. I give him Beg the Shtar. So that make the Sode vested in the Meicheya. If Reuven sells a Sode to Shimon and Reuven gives this Ishtar to Shimon, then Shimon wants to give it back to Reuven. So can he just return Beg the Shtar Memele, the Sode who belong again to Reuven? So the Gemara in Barbasa says that machlekes between Tanakam and Rashim Gamliel, whether Atheist is nicknamed in Sire or any Atheist in Sire. If we say Atheist nicknamed in Sire, so then if Reuven sells the Sode to Shimon, then Shimon can transfer the Sode back to Reuven without resorting to writing a new shtar. All he has to do is to return the same shtar. If we say Atheus Nixon Msir, but if we say an Atheus Nixon Msir, so in order that Reuven should get title to his original Sode, so Shimon has to write a new shtar. Otherwise it cannot be done. And we pass like the Rabbonon, not like Shimon Gamliel, not like Rabbi, that any Atheist Nixon Msir. So how can the Gemara say, Viloi mat ranish Torah des Boyes Lemore? So the Gemara means, so the Rosh points out, doesn't mean mat ran. It's not as simple as that. It means, I'll return it back. How will I return it back? I'll write to him a new shtar. But a new shtar, maybe will not be willing to buy it back. So the Rosh says, I'll not be willing to buy it back, but he'll certainly be willing to take it back as a gift. So even that is a threat. What kind of a threat is it? What kind of a threat is it? You know, sometimes I get a call from certain former Talmidim who have been rabbonim in yeshuva for many, many years, and then they have trouble from the president, the vice president, and then they want, the officers want to fire the Rav. So they come with an offer to the Rav and they say, listen, we decided to fire you. So if you behave, you resign, and then we'll make for you a reception and everything, and you live with the Rachkovet and everything. If you don't behave and you fire us, you call us to the Torah, then you are going to be fired and it will be subjected to a lot of notoriety, and in the end you'll be fired anyway. So I mean, what kind? It seems to be a similar threat. He's saying to him, listen, he says to the Sisha, he says to the Isha, he says, you behave, take the warriors, don't fight for idiots. Because if you fight, you know what I'll do? I'll return the Sode, the warriors, I'll return. But maybe the Meicher will not be willing to buy it back. Why should he? After all, he sold it already. Why should he? No, so I'll give it to him Matone, of course. So then, no probability. He still can refuse to take Matone. But no probability. Why should he refuse? So that's a threat. That's a threat. In other words, from the superficially it appears that this Ishaskes is what the lawyers call plea bargaining. You heard about plea bargaining, you know. So that is done with in a criminal case, which is a perversion of justice. Criminal case, I mean. So they bargain, in other words, they tell a certain person who was indicted, you know, on 65 grounds. Well, there is a basis, there is no basis. You say, you plead guilty to 10 counts. If you don't, so then we'll try to have you sentenced on 65 counts and you have to stay in prison 150 years. That's the way, I mean, that's the justice that takes place today in the American system. It's a perversion of justice. But in a civil case, it's nitnu l'mechile. You can bargain, why not? If you have an advantage in bargaining, you can bargain. But here, insofar as the issue is concerned, the issue wants idiots. She's entitled. look at Chidyas Bachay. So he says, no, don't take Chidyas. Don't fight for Chidyas. Because if you do, I'll sell back, I'll give him a tony, the Ziburius, to Ruvain, to the Meicher, the original owner, and then you'll have to take Ziburius. So, she has to be crazy. What kind of a threat is it? Lachla Pochas here, I mean, at the point of a gun, so they say, you plead guilty to 10 counts because he threatened them, you know, and then he'll conjure up all kinds of accusations, racketeering and mail fraud and whatnot, I mean, and then he'll have to sit in prison 150 years, so it's better to sit in prison 5 years than 150 years. But here, she has to be off her mind to bargain that way. But insofar as the Balchiv is concerned, so there he has a bargaining advantage, because the Balchiv, his chus is to be gave a bainus. Now the Balchiv wants Hideous, so he tells him, listen, he tells the Malve, don't fight for Hideous. I'll make a deal with you. I'll offer something to you. And you have to, it's a question of give and take. It's a deal. So if you agree to take baininess and not insist upon Hideous, then everything will be fine with you. Chlapach said, baininess. But if you fight for Hideous, I'll give back the Sodis Ebulius to Ruvain, then you will have to take the boys. Or it is some kind of an offer, you know. It's a mean of give and take. But as far as exposition, what kind of a deal is it? So Rashi apparently, Rashi and Tesis, they took notice of all these facts. Now let's see. Mishindomalai, Ishaskisu Vishakisu Kdinaiche Shaklisu Viloimad Anishtorot Zeboyes Lomo Vishakisu Kulchem Zeboyes. Let's see the Rashi. Viloi madane lishtoret zibuyes lemor keicha di tetra le migvimene de nifroi mechosim shibad mok shalachir yehoche mishmai taime u so manef shech so why is the nizek gave from Hideous? Let the nizek also be gave from zibuyes, let him force the Nizek to be gave from the boys, from Bainers, that whole thing. Yoche, the Nizokin, Namenein Hoche. Let's see the Rashi. I boys, Lemeshka, let Shimon, the Lecheach, say to the Nizek, listen, you want Hideous, don't fight for Hideous, because there is something I can do to you. I boys, Lemeshka, Bainers, don't make a deal. Agree to take the bainus. So then, you have bainus of Chlapachas. Viloy, but if you fight now, I am entitled to Hideous. The Hideous was the Achreino. Viloy, Madan Nishtor, the Ziburis Lumore, the Tishkut Ziburis. So it is a deal, you know, it's a bargaining. It's a bargaining chip, you know. Viloy, Viloy Madan Nishtor, the Ziburis Lumore, the Tishkut Ziburis Lumore, the Majoy Lidis, Element Lutoinoch. In other words, that the Meicher died and the Meicher died after the Meicher. After the Meicher sold all his three sodas to Lekeach. The Meicher is over. To Lekeach is she. So in other words, first, while the Meicher was living, he sold the one Sode on Sunday, one Sunday on Monday, one Sode on Tuesday. And then after he sold all the three Sodes, he died. So now they're the Yorshim. And the Yorshim, they are Hocha Maaskinon Kishimei Samech, Vichim Shloiniach Karka, Einat, in a isemim dekeroi, di taltli asen valcheiv, loy mishtapti. In other words, the halacha is that if the leva dies, if the leva dies, and the left children, Yoshi, so then if he left mikakakois, so then they have to pay the Yoshi. But if he didn't leave kakois, but he left mitaltli and cash, all kinds of things, so then mitaltli asmele mishtav. So mele here, the price is reference to the case where the maker after he sold all the three sons, the idi is the bainess and the zibui is died. Some mele, he cannot threaten them. I will, you know, if you don't take, he cannot threaten the nizik. If you don't take bainess, so then I'll return the shtar of the zibuyas to the meicher. Because if he returns, it will not be to the meicher, it will be to the meicher's children. And mele, so even then, they will not be able to be given from the zibuyas. Because yisaimim are only responsible if they have kakois from that they inherited from the father. But here, at the time when the father died, the father had no kakois because he had sold all the three sodeis to Shime. So even if he returns back the sodeis boys to Ruvein's children, not Ruvein, so then he will not be able to be gave from the boys because if Luiniach kakois, so then Yisemim don't have to pay. So Mele has no threat. But suppose the Meicher is still alive, so then in Hanami, that even the Nizek would not be entitled to collect from the Idias because of Ishasis. Anyway, so it appears from this Gemara, Pashtus Loshon HaGemara, that the Halacha mentioned in the Braise, that Mochon Lechot Bozeach Hazeh, Kulam Nichnus Tachas Abayim, and in the case of Lokach Yidias Bachreino, so only if the Mecha died, but if the Mecha didn't die, Lokach Yidias Bachreino, then we don't say that everybody is gave from the Kulam Kidinom, and we don't even say that everybody is gave from the Yidias. Why? Because then we apply the Halacha of Ishaskis. So then what would be the Halacha? Then the Balchev, and the Nizek, according to Rashi Pshat, will be given from Benes, and the Xvasi shall be given from the boys. But here the Baiser says that the Nizek is given from the Idias, and Balchev Benes, Xvasi shall be the boys. So it's only when is Bias. Now then Rashi says, Loch a poich Nizok, Vilipoch, and Balchev. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same kashe? When the Gemara asks, Loch a Nizok, and Namenim Loch. Loch a Nizok, and Balchev, Namenim Loch. Namenim Loch. So the Gemara says, Dimai Lemele. Ishak le zibu yeshkeil, Viloi madal nishtor limore, Vitish kmenei, Motsal meimele, Hayelich shetarzach. So in other words, so according to Rashi, it's very complicated. If it's not biyasme, if the mecher is still alive, so then the aloha would be, and lokachidius bachreino, so then the aloha would be that the nizek would be given from the bainess, the balchev would be given from the bainess, and the Xvasi should be given from the boys. So the Nizek would be gave from Bayonis because of Ideal. Of Ideal. In other words, because the Loikeach would be able to say to him, listen, don't insist upon taking the Ideas, because if you do, I'll return the Ziboyas to the Meicher, and then you'll have to take Ziboyas. So it's a bargaining chip. So in all probability, he'll agree. Listen, if he's a practical man, he'll agree. And suppose he doesn't agree, so inochanam. So then we'll see what happens. Will he return the shtar? Will not return the shtar? But it's something to be tried, according to Rashi. So the aloche of Ishaskes is not his chus. It's a deal, a threat, a deal. It's a bargaining plea. And suppose he says l'chiteda, inochanam. So then l'chiteda. So then we have to say, so Bezdin will have to see what he does. If he's very obstinate and he returns this Ziboyas to the master, so then the Nizek will take the Ziboyas. But if he doesn't follow up his threat, so then he'll take the Nizek will take from the Ideas. The Nizek will take from the Ideas. And the Balchay will take from the Ideas. It's a Gondrash. How about the Xvasisha? How about the Xvasisha? So from Rashi it appears, and that even though Rashi doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it can be deduced from Rashi here, together with Rashi in Xuvas, Daf Kuftes and Tesis pointed out, but Rashi here doesn't spell it out. But Tesis says so. Now let's see the Tesis here. Ishaskes. Ishaklis di naicha shaklis. Viloi medan ishtore di zibuyes limor. Acho gav di lavoche ishe gav im zibuyes. Mikomo keim limatzi limeima lechesera. Kid mi shei mafki akecho. Avo balcheiv limotzi limeima di lishkel di zibuyes. Mitam di ishaskes. Tichid di mafki akecho motzo omole lechiteda. Du hast den Namen mit Ziboyes an der Rete Litton. Likach, lipo, bisomich al minzoki, veloim balchef li plesha kumis. So according to Rashi's Pshat, there are two alochas of Ishaskes. Two alochas of Ishaskes. One aloch of Ishaskes is not his host, just a threat. It's a bargaining tool. It's a deal. And if it's a deal, so suppose the other party refuses to make a deal, if he refuses, that's all. So it's a bargaining chip, that's all. And then that's in respect to the Balchayiv, the Ishaskes is a bargaining chip, not Isus. So merely in respect to Balchayiv, if it's Lokachid is Balchayino, and the Mecha is alive, so then, and they all want to take from the Ideas, why shouldn't they want to take from the Ideas? So then, the Balchayiv wants to take from the Ideas, because that he brought the Likeach on Tuesday. So, on Sunday, Monday, when he brought the Beinus and the Boyes, so the Ideas remained there. So then, he says to him, so Shimon says to the Balchayiv, listen, behave, I want to make a deal with you, be a practical person, and agree to take the Beinus, because if you don't, I'm going to return the Sod of Ziboyas to Ruvain, to the Meicher. Then you have to take. So there is a possibility that he'll agree. He'll agree to this deal. But suppose he doesn't agree. He says, look, he said that means, don't threaten me. When you do it, fine. Then we'll see what happens. That's what Chisada means. Don't threaten. So as far as the Balchayiv is concerned, so Ishaskes is only a deal. And he has to submit to it. If he doesn't, so he doesn't. So then you have to see what happens. If he follows it up and returns this for the Ziboyas, then the Balchayiv will have to take Ziboyas. And if he doesn't follow it up, so then the Balchayiv will take the Ideas. To me, that's in regard to the Balchayf in regard to the Xavis Isha, Ishaskas is his schus. It's not a bargaining chip. It's not a bargaining chip. So suppose now that the Isha also says, I want to eat yes. In the foyer, in the chosim, in the body, in the mokim, in the chosim, in the chere, after all, Sunday and Monday, when the zibuyas and the bainas have been sold already, and the idiots had still been in the possession of the meicher, of the, of my husband, so let's say it's a divorcee, so I want to take idiots, so you can tell her, no, you're not going to take idiots, whether you like it or not. You know why? Because I have the capacity to return the ziboyes to the meicher, and then you have to take ziboyes. You won't even be able to mention your tiny, I want idiots. Some mele sins I can return to the meicher. Whether I do or I don't, you have to take ziboyes now. It's not a deal. Suppose she says, he said, oh, don't threaten me. I want tedious. You want to mete out vengeance against me and return the ziboyas? Fine, go ahead. Let me see it. I want tedious right now. So he doesn't have to, and he doesn't follow it up. So then the halacha would be that the Balchei will take tedious, and the Ksuvas Isha will still take the tedious. We have to to understand it. So Teisa says, why? Because our Balchayv Limotzom in Lishkol Zibonis Mitam Di Shaskes Dechid Di Mafkiya Keichay Motz Omali Lechiseda Do Hash Tanami Mizibuyas Atareitzer Litanli Likach Lepor Bisomuch El Minzokin Veloim Balchayv Kidi Pir Bikuntras. So in other words, so as far as Balchayv is concerned, so he cannot tell her to, he cannot tell him, the Balchayv, take the boys, but he can offer to give him bayonets. He can offer, suppose he refuses. So it's a bargaining chip. If he agrees, if not, not. But it's far, why? Because he's mafkia keich. Mashenkin vis-a-vis the isha. He doesn't have to offer her. He tells her, you take the boys. Why? Because if you don't, I return. So he says, so what, don't threaten me? He says, never mind, don't threaten me. Since I can return, so then without return, you have to take it just the same. You have to understand. In other words, so vis-a-vis the Balchayv, Ishaskes is a deal. It's a threat, a deal, a bargaining chip. Vis-a-vis Xerxes Isha, Ishaskes is a source. Why? Because if Ishaskes is Ishus, what kind of Ishus is it? So it's based upon the Aloche Mamocha Rishen Nisheni called Shushe Tovel Yodhi. Called Shushe Tovel Yodhi. So in other words, when it's the Gemara and on the base. In other words, when the Meicher and Uvein sells Sode to Shimen, so then he endows him with all the rights that he had in regard to the Sade. Mamocha Rishon Sheni calls Ushlov Yore. So Likeach acquires all the rights that the Meicher had. Now, what were the rights of the Meicher as long as all the Sodeis were in his possession? So his right was in regard to Xerxes Isha to give her only the boys. That was his right. In regard to Baal Chayif, he didn't have the right to give her the boys, to give him the boys. In regard to a Nizek, he didn't have the right. So what was the vested right of the Meicher before he sold all the Sodis? His right was to give the Nizek idiots, well, not much of a right, but and to give the Baal Chayif payness, and to give the Isha the boys. Some mele, Ishaskes means, since if I were, suppose I were to return the shtar, Siboyes, to the Meicher, then you would have to take then you would have to take, he tells the Isha, if I were to return the Sodi Zeboyas to the Mecher, then you would have to take Zeboyas. Why would you have to take Zeboyas? Because he has only Zeboyas now. Because that's his light to give you Zeboyas. So Mele, sins, I stand in the shoes of my Mecher. So I have all the rights that the Mecher had. So Mele, whether I return or I don't return, suppose I do, so then the Mecher would have a right to give you Zeboyas. So right now, even if I don't, I have the same right because of the Aloha of Mamocha Rishin Isheini called Shushet Avoyot. That's in regard to Ksuvas Isha. Because in regard to Ksuvas Isha, so the Mecher's original right was to give the Isha Zeboyas. But in regard to Baal Chayiv, what was his original right before he sold his service? To give the Baal Chayiv Beninus, he couldn't give Zeboyas. So how can he say, just because he's able to manipulate a right by returning the Shtar Zeboyas and create a new situation? Now it will be a new situation because the Mecher will not have all the three Sodis, will only have the Zeboyas. So that's not his original right, so it cannot be based upon the Aloha of Mamocha Rishon Yesheni called Shushet Avoyode. So mainly it can be used only as a bargaining chip. So mainly he has to give us something, he has to give him something, the Baruch Hu. He has to give him Beinus. In other words, not Zeboyas. So to be a deal, you know, a quid pro quo. I mean, a deal means quid pro quo. Each one gives up something. So it's a quid pro quo in regard to the Baal Chayiv. In regard to the Sisha, it's not a quid pro quo. It's based upon the Aloha of Mamocha Rishon Yesheni Kol Shlosh Tovim. So in other words, according to Rashi Shiti, there are two Alohas in Shaskis. Vis-a-vis the Ksuvas Sisha, where he's not Maftia Dino, because when he gives, when he tells the Isha, you take Zeboyas. So what does he tell the Isha? To do the same thing that the Mecher would have told the Isha. Suppose the Mecher had not sold the Sodis. He kept all the Sodis in his possession. Then they would all come. So what would have been the right of the Mecher if he hadn't sold the Sodis? To give the Isha the Zeboyas. So it's his right. Mamocha Rishon Yesheni Kol Shlosh Tovim. In actual, you see, vis-a-vis the Ksuvas Isha, it's lav davke matran eshtar de Zeboyas lemar. It's lav davke. Some mele we cannot ask. But what if the Mecher doesn't want to buy it back? Because it doesn't mean, it doesn't make any difference whether he buys it back or he doesn't buy it back. What it means is Mamocha Rishon Yesheni Kol Shlosh Tovim. He's just imagining, if I were to return the Zeboyas to the Mecher, then you would have to deal with the Mecher. So that means, he's telling the Isha, in your encounter with the Mecher, you are not entitled to take more than Zeboyas. Mimele, you don't have any more rights against me either. So he expresses that in the language of Madan Eshtar Zevo. It's not important. He's just saying, Madan, suppose I return to the Mecher, then you'll have to deal with the Mecher. And then, when you deal with the Mecher, what are your rights? Only take Zeboyas. So maybe I have the same right. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chayiv, so then, what were the rights? The rights of the Mecher to give the Baal Chayiv Beinus. So how can he tell? You take Zeboyas. Because Mamocha Rishon Yesheni Kol Shlosh Tovim Liyodei. What do you mean Kol Shlosh Tovim Liyodei? That my Mecher, before he sold the Sodis, did not have a right to give you Zeboyas. That's what Baal Chayiv can say. What are you talking about? You want to give me Zeboyas because Mamocha Rishon Yesheni Kol Shlosh Tovim Liyodei, because my Mecher had that right. Your Mecher never had that right. So some mele, very shaskas is a different thing altogether. You see, bargaining cheap, so then it depends. If he agrees, he agrees. He doesn't agree, he doesn't. So in other words, Rashi Shita is not so strange. That two halachas of Bishaskis. Vis-a-vis the Xeres Isho, it represents the halacha of Mamoch Elish Nisheni Kol Sushit Ob Liyod. And it doesn't mean I have to return. It doesn't have to return. He mentions I return in order to point out what would be the rights of the Isha in her encounter with the Meir. So the Meir, you don't have any more rights in the encounter with me. That's what we hear. But vis-a-vis the Baal Chayiv, so it's not shy to say, on the basis of Mamoch Arish Rishim, Kol Shushet Ovel Yodei, so that he should have a right to give the Meir, to give the Baal Chayiv Ziboyes, because the Baal Chayiv himself had no such right. How can he have more rights than Baal Chayiv? That's Rashi Shita. But the Rosh, the long Rosh, the Rosh is really coming Rashi. And the Rosh here, in Tesis, in Zulis, Afuftes, is really coming Rashi. And they say, whereas according to Rashi, if it's not Yisei, so then, if it's not Yisei, so then, so Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Baal Chayiv would have to take Beninez, according to the Rosh, if it's not the case of Yisayim, and it's Lokachides Bacheino, so then, both the Baal Chayiv and the Xeres Isho would have to take Ziboyes. Not as a bargaining chip, as a bargaining chip, not shy to say, become Baal Chayiv, but as Ischus. How can we say Ischus? Bishleim eligabi tixveres isho. So it's the source of Mamoch Arish Nishim. But as far as Baal Chayiv is concerned, so Baal Chayiv, before he parted from his Odeis, he couldn't give the Baal Chayiv, the Baal Chayiv, the Meir, the Levi, before he parted, he sold all the Odeis. He couldn't give the Baal Chayiv Ziboyes. So how can the Rikiach have more rights? So the Rosh has a Shus, it's an extension of Mamoch Arish Nishim, called Shushet Ovel Yodei. In other words, true, originally the Meir did not have a right to give Ziboyes to Baal Chayiv, because he had all the three Odeis together. So he had to give the Baal Chayiv Beinus. But since the Lekeach is able to manipulate and to create a new situation for the Meir, now after the Meir sold all the three sons, has no sodis, he just has to return back the Shtar Ziboyes to the Meir. So then there will be a new situation, not the situation that existed originally before he sold the Sodis to Rikiach. So suppose he follows it up and he returns the Ziboyes to the Meir, then there will be a new situation created for the Meir. And then if the Baal Chayiv will come to the Meir after he follows it up, so then the Meir will be able to give him Ziboyes. So Mele, since it's Biyodei to create that situation, so it is considered as if the situation had already been created. So what can we do? So again, it's based upon Mamoch Arish Nisheini, called Shushet Ovel Yodei, but with an extension. In other words, since the Aloha of Mamoch, according to the Rosh, the Aloha of Mamoch Arish Nisheini, called Shushet Ovel Yodei, implies not only that Likeach acquires, when he buys his order from the Meicher, all the actual rights and the vested rights that the Meicher possessed before he sold the Soviet to Voltaire. But he acquires all the potential rights that the Mecher could in the future acquire. It's quite an extension of the concept of Mamocha Rishen Sheini called Shrushet Tavaliyot. So Mele now, originally the Mecher did not have his chus to give the Baal Chayv Sibonis. But now, after he sold all the Sodis, and if the Rikeach will just give back the Ziboyes to the Mecher, then a new situation will be created, and the Mecher will have the chus to give the Nizek and the Baal Chayv Ziboyes some Mele. And since the Likeach is able to manipulate, to create a situation, so we say at the time when the Likeach bought the Sodis from the Mecher, he acquired not only the vested actual rights that the Mecher possessed then, but he acquired all the potential rights that he'll acquire in case after all the Sodis are sold to the Likeach, and the Likeach gives back the Ziboyes to him, so he sold him that potential item. That's how the some Mele, there's such a big nafkamina between Rashi and the Rosh. According to Rashi, in the case, not Yisenim, where the Mecher is alive, So then we say that the in Lokachidis Bahreino, so then that the Likeach can give Ziboyes to everybody. He can give Ziboyes to everybody, even the Nizik. No, I'm sorry, no. In according to Rashi or according to the Rosh? What? According to the Rosh, so then, if in the case of Lokachidis Bahreino and not Yisenim, then, and they all want to be given from the Idias, then the Likeach, according to the Rosh, has his chus to give everyone the boys, not only the Isha, but even the Baal Chayv and even the Nizik.
The Gemara says only Bainis.
What?
The Gemara assumes only Bainis.
No, so because that has reference to Yisenim, but in the case of not Yisenim, according to the Rosh, the Gemara says no.
Gemara says, before he gives the Teretz of Yisomim, doesn't the Gemara say, Ilhachi ben Nizik and
Nami? Nami Nimocha, no.
Nami Nimocha, that's Ziboris.
Ziboris, everybody Ziboris, everybody, including the Nizik. And the Gemara's Teretz is according to the Rosh, Enoch and Nami. Everybody gets Ziboris. Why? All right, the issue you understand. Because it's a simple application of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Shrushet Tavaliyot, that the Mecher had that schus before he sold the Sodis Likeach. But Baal Chayv and Nizek, the Mecher did not have that schus. But he's able to manipulate and to create a new situation for the Mecher. And then the Mecher will have that schus. Some Mele, the Likeach acquired that schus, that potential schus of the Mecher that could be created by the Likeach. Weeks later, he acquired it at the time when he bought his house. That's what the Rosh says. Now, Rashi Shita does not have to be explained. At first, Rashi Shita seemed very strange. You know, Rashi Shita is very simple. There are two kinds of Ishaskes. One Ishaskes is Ischus, and that's a simple application of Mamocha Rishon Sheni Kol Shrushet Tavaliyot. The other Ishaskes is a deal. A deal is not shy, I have to say. So it depends. Is it a deal or is it not a deal? It all depends what kind of a Baal Chayv is. Some Baal Chayv is, you know, they don't like to make deals, you know, they insist upon their rights. So then, either they get everything or they lose everything. You know, if a person doesn't like to make deals, so it's one of two things. Either he gets everything or he loses everything. So yet, but according to the Rosh, everything is. Now let's see the Rosh.
Would one have to time it according to the Rosh? Would one have to say something?
No, it doesn't have to time. It doesn't.
Because it's a schus.
It's a schus.
But according to Rashi, even when it is a schus, we don't.
Gabi Kzves Isha doesn't have to time it either.
He doesn't have to time it?
No. I'm not. He doesn't know his rights, so Bezdin will become his advocate. And of course, vis-a-vis the Nizek and the Balchai. So then it's a deal. Bezdin is not supposed to make deals for a Balchai. He's a businessman who likes to make deals, let him make. If he's not, let him not make. No, we'll start. We don't have to start from the beginning of paragraph Gimel, because the beginning discusses other halachas. Why should we now? But we'll start the Omalu after the two dots, Kuf Chof Halef from the base in the second column, after the two dots. Domo, Isha Klisu Ktinchem, Shaklisu, Viloi Madrani Shtor de Zibuyas Lomo, Hodi Koma Madrani Lavdavki, Shimui Marzali Ashtal and his Batla Mekach, Bishuze in Loishi Knasso de Bichinia, Oishi Yimsele Ashtar, Yichte Lishtam Hirolov, Knilochi of the Holshi Buddha, Kitnamse Basle Vol Basle, Misha Bodroma Robashtahivi, Afro Pisha Boedin, ואומר אנחנו כוסבנו וחסמנו ונוסמנו נוסמנו לישתר אין קייסים באמת ואמור משתר על בוי אבל משתר מחממך קייסים מהחייסים חפים גם לא יראים על משתר מחממך אין קייסים ומפורש אוסן בייסי יש ניקס מסיר יקומוס חפים גם לא יוסף הרייסי יש ניקס מסיר וחיישים עומדים מהר זו לישתר ורבון הסבר אין אייסי יש ניקס מסיר וקיים לו אין אייסי יש ניקס מסיר Vazline kulchem bishatisum zibois. Mimotzeri meima. Leile chiseda. You cannot say, don't threaten me. Vafilo isha shereitze litin lo zibois. Mishukol dovo. Shodom yoche litain. Rein eisei kulukvoros. Since is biode. To do it. To create a new situation, so it's considered as if the new situation has been created. Great. Okay, but how is it biyode? So it's not biyode to sell it back. Suppose he doesn't want. Why should he? After all, he sold it once, why should he buy it back? If he sold it once, it means he prefers the money rather than the sada. Why should he buy it back and have the sada and not the money? So that's why the Rosh says, I'll be makne to him, either b'mchir or maton. Doesn't make any difference. And b'maton, in all probability, he'll be willing. Why not? He'll get another soda free. So why should he? So since, so he says, Mishum shekol dovo, shodom yochel litein, reine yisei kilu kvoros. But it's based upon Mamoch Harishan Lishani, Kosrus of Yadeh. But how is it based? After all, the Mecher before he sold the Sodis, did not have the schus to give the Nizek Ziboyes or the Balchev Ziboyes, only to give the Kvasisha Ziboyes. The answer is Mamoch Harishan Lishani, Kosrus of Yadeh implies not only that the Lekeach acquires all the actual vested rights of the Mecher, but even the potential rights of the Mecher. And this is a potential land. by virtue of his manipulative ability to create a situation where the Mecher will have only the boys, and then the Mecher will be in a position to give the Nizek the boys. So Mele, he acquires that right. It's an extension of Mamor HaGishin Shem Kostoya. Kidam Rinon, El Basel Iksubis, Misha of the Lider Sodeo, Bichados and Kia Habo, Yike Lider, Bimeo Mone, or Yifra Beavia. 1 second, let's see the Gemara. When is Minche? That's the Yam, that Kuftes and Beis. We of the Der Sodeo. Admin Yelich Levik Sol, Homim and Yikli Dar Meir Mono, or Yifra Be'am. It's a very sharp expression. So if somebody had the Sode, and they had adjoining neighbors who had other Sodes, and his Sode was a Nina Sode. So in order to reach his Sode, he had to go through other Sodes. It was a Sode Pnimis. So he was surrounded by adjoining sodis, chitzenius, continuous fields. So, as long as he didn't go in the Nesiyam, he knew exactly where he had, in which sodi he had the right of way. Let's say, this one, and there is here. That was the inner sodi, so he knew that he had the right of way here. Then he went to South Africa, came back 10 years later. Who knows whether his right of way was here or here or here or here. Some mele, but he had the right of way. So he can insist upon the smallest right of way, in other words. The least, in other words. He certainly has a right, whether a right on a 10-foot piece of land, or on a 5-foot piece of land, but there's a right. So if there is a 5-foot way, so then he gets that the minimum. In other words, the adjoining neighbors can tell him, we don't give you any right of way. You want to buy, but you want to go through, either you fly, Bavia. In other words, in an airplane or a helicopter, it could be done, helicopter, or you pay me mere money. It's very sharp expression. So my time there upon it, sharper kamarad. In other words, suppose there is the Torah between two people. One says, you owe me either $1,000 or $800 or $400 or at least $50. So how much can he collect? $50. So that's what happens. Let him get the smallest right of way. So mele, he cannot say to each one, I certainly have a right of way in your study. Because each one can say, maybe the right way is in my the other neighbor's field, not in my field. So here again, the Rabbanan say Ishaskis. So, but he still didn't return the, it is, that because so he says he's able to manipulate, to return all the Shtoris of all. In other words, he, the other, the adjoining neighbor, has all the force of this. But originally, one person on this side, one this side, one this side, and so now he has all the sides. So he can manipulate, create a new situation that it will be again, he'll have to have an encounter with the four contiguous owners, adjoining owners. So melee, since he can create that situation, so merely it's considered it had been already created. So again, it's based upon the right of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Srushet Avodah. Okay, this is what the Rosh says.
Is that totally an
EFSHI?
In other words, because
it's has nothing to do with the EFSHI. This is the Reistik Aruch. Whenever it's not the Rabbon, EFSHI is the EFSHI.
So therefore, we treat him like the Baal Chov himself.
The Likeach acquires all the, according to Rashi, all the vested rights of the Mecher, according to the Rosh, all the vested and potential rights in there. This is the Machlokes.
Even without resorting to the Yefshi.
Without the Yefshi here, we're not resorting.
I mean, Yefshi means that you have recourse to the Deoraisa, right?
Yeah, but here, this itself is a Yefshi. Oh, yeah.